التفاسير, we found that before the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made compulsory on the Muslimin the fasting of Ramadan, it was compulsory for them to fast the day of Ashura and 3 days of every month. And when the fasting of Ramadan came, Nusikha, that was abrogated. And so Ashura, for example, became optional. 3 days of every month became optional. But nevertheless, whether it is done in any time of the year, the purpose is the same. O those of you who believe, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumu siyam, fasting has been prescribed for you, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, like it was prescribed on those who came before you, la'allakum tattaqoon, in order that you might shield yourselves from the displeasure of Allah. And we went into that in detail. We looked at all those ahadith. Wasawmu junnah, yastajinnu biha al-abdu min al-nar, wasiyamu junnah, kajunnati ahadikum min al-qital. That fasting is a shield that the servant of Allah uses to shield themselves from the fire of Jahannam. Fasting is a shield that the servant of Allah uses to shield themselves like they would use a shield against their enemies in battle. Because as long as we are shielding ourselves from those enemies, and we spoke about the four enemies, إِنِّي بُلِيتُ بِأَرْبَعٍ يَرْمُونَنِي بِالنَّبْلِ أَنْ قَوْسٍ لَهَا تَوْتِيرُ إِبْلِيسُ وَالنَّفْسُ وَالدُّنْيَا وَالْهَوَى يَرَبِّ إِنَّكَ عَلَى الْخَلَاصِ قَدِيرُ. We looked at that, we're not going to go there again. But those four enemies, Iblis, the lower self, the whims and the fancies, and the material trappings of the dunya, aiming for our hearts. So what do? We fast, optionally, right throughout the year, compulsorily in the month of Ramadan, in order that we can rebuild up that shield of Allah consciousness to keep the evil invitations and temptations of those enemies at bay. In order that we can keep that heart pure. Because taqwa is the wiqaya, taqwa is the shield that we all wear on our hearts. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. And the clothing of taqwa, that is excellent. إِذَا الْمَرْءُ لَمْ يَلْبَسْ ثِيَابًا مِنَ التُّقَى تَقَلَّبَ عُرْيَانًا وَلَوْ كَانَ كَاسِيًا وَخَيْرُ لِبَاسِ الْمَرْءِ طَاعَةُ رَبِّهِ وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي مَنْ كَانَ لِلَّهِ عَاصِيًا. If a person doesn't wear the shield of taqwa on their hearts, they will be walking around naked, exposed, even if they have clothes on. And the best clothing that a person can wear, the fruit thereof, is the obedience of their Lord. And there is no good in the one that consistently disobeys their Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the general purpose and benefit of fasting. Rebuilding that shield of taqwa. Through what? Through an abstention of the outward and the attainment or the strengthening and the striving of the perfection of the inward. Because al-siyam huwa al-imsak an al-muftirat min al-fajr al-sadiq ila ghurub al-shams bi niyatin makhsusa. What is fasting? It is to abstain from physical things, from all muftirat, all things that would break our fast. Another topic for another time. Inshallah, we'll speak about that in the month of Ramadan. We all know eat and drink and sexual relations with one spouse. These are physical things that we have to abstain from. We have to stay away from. And subhanAllah, these three things in particular, eating, drinking, and sexual relations with one spouse, these are directly connected to what? Ash-shahwatain, to the two desires, the two carnal desires. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created within each and every single one of us. It is part of us being human beings. The fact that we have a body and a soul, the soul is a pure creation from Allah, and the body is tainted with desire. And when the soul and the body come together, these two components which make up a human being, there's a sira', there's this wrestling match. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. And indeed, they are successful who keep their souls pure. Because the asl of the ruh is purity. It's a pure creation from Allah. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And indeed, they will be in lust. They will be certainly disappointed. Those who allow their bodies, the carnal desires thereof, to corrupt their souls. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create us with these desires in order to deny them totally. Absolutely not. But He gave us these desires, and He has given us this soul, of which the heart is the connection between the body and the soul. So if we keep this heart pure from the carnal desires of the body, in other words, excess, extravagance, having sexual relations outside of marriage, all types of promiscuity, obscenity and vulgarity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not expected of us to destroy all of our desires, but to discipline them. And that is why we need to keep the shield of taqwa in place. Because even something like sexual relations, look how our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about it in the khutbat al-wada, in the farewell sermon, when he said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي النِّسَاءِ فَإِنَّكُمْ أَخَذْتُمُهُنَّ بِأَمَانَةِ اللَّهِ. He said, be mindful of Allah with regards to your wives. For indeed you have taken them as trust from Allah. وَاسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ فُرُوجَهُنَّ بِكَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ. And you have made lawful for yourselves their private parts with the word of Allah. These are not my words. These are not the words of Riyadh. These are the words of Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khayru Khalqillah, the best of all creation. Salawatu Rabbi wa salamu alayhi. وَاسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ فُرُوجَهُنَّ بِكَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ. And you have made lawful for yourselves their private parts with the word of Allah. That is why when a man has relations with his wife, and when it comes to that moment where bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, the hope is that the ovary of the woman would be fertilized by the sperm of the man, he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. During the act, this is halal, this is pure, and it's connected with a carnal desire. But it's been done in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu, and there's a reward in it, subhanallah. Sahaba was shocked. How can there be a reward in such a thing? So the Prophet answered, he said, if you see that a man had to put it in that which is haram, would he not earn a sin? Well, therefore, if he puts it into halal, he will most certainly be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not expect us to destroy our desires, but to curb them, to discipline them. And we do that by strengthening the shield of taqwa Allah, of Allah consciousness, being wary. That we know, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. These are the boundaries that Allah has said, don't come near them. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. These are the boundaries that Allah has said, don't transgress them. So with the shield of taqwa, we are constantly asking ourselves, if I say it, will Allah be pleased? If I do it, will Allah be pleased? If I go there, will Allah be pleased? If I think it, will Allah be pleased? If the answer is yes, Bismillah, say it in the name of Allah. Allah put blessing in it, inshallah. كُلُّ أَمْرٍ ذِبَالٍ لَا يُبْدَأُ بِبِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ فَوَأَقْتَ أَبْتَرْ أَجْذَمْ. Any matter of consciousness which is not begun in the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, Most Merciful, then it is void, it is cut off from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if it is pleasing to Allah, say Bismillah. Allah will accept it and He will bless it. But if it is going to be displeasing to Allah, astaghfirullah, I seek the forgiveness of Allah for even thinking about it in the first place. That is what taqwa Allah translates to, what it should translate to into our day-to-day living in this dunya, in the life of this world. Being careful for Allah, being conscious and mindful of Allah. And siyam and qiyam, these are the two tools that Allah has given us to truly strengthen it, to hone it, to perfect it, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. In as far as qiyam is concerned, there's a beautiful hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عليكم بقيام الليل فإنه دأب الصالحين من قبلكم ومقربة به إلى ربكم ومكفرة عن السيئات ومنهات عن الإثم. said, stand up for the night prayer. For indeed it is the habit of the righteous who came before you. And it is that thing it will bring you closer to your Lord. And it is that thing it will cause your sins to be wiped out. And it is that thing that will prevent you from falling into sin. And we said that siyam is an abstention of the outward to gain, of abstaining from the disobedience of Allah. The patience and perseverance in holding up that shield between oneself and the wrath and anger of Allah. Whereas Qiyamul Layl, the night prayer, is the opposite. We are making abstention of something that is inward in order to gain that which is outward. Think about it. Is it easy to stand up in the middle of the night? Especially on a cold winter's night? And then you still have to go take wudu. And then maybe you still turned off the geyser. And now you have to take wudu with cold water as well. Now this, fiha mashaqqa. In it there is great strife. It requires great effort. But if you make that abstention, that internal abstention of giving into one's nafs, giving into one's desire to sleep, كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأصحار هم يستغفرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the believers, the muttaqeen. He describes them that they are those that sleep little at night, and in the early hours of the morning, they are seeking the forgiveness of their Lord Jalla fi'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is fasting is an external struggle and an internal gain. Qiyamul Layl is an internal struggle for an external gain. And we stand up in the night prayer, and our beloved Prophet ﷺ, what did he say? Stand up for the night prayer, for it is the habit of the righteous who came before you. And it is that thing that will bring you closer to your Lord. One day Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, أَعْلَمْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ أَنَّ الشَّرَفَ الْمُؤْمِنِ قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ. Know this, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the nobility of the believer lies in what? The nobility of the believer in having royal blood, or whatever that is, belonging to a certain race, tribe, gaum, people, nation, having a certain education, having a certain bank balance, having certain certificates hanging on the wall. Where lies the nobility of the believer in the eyes of Allah? It lies in this act of Qiyamul Layl. Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi, rahimahullah ta'ala, when he defeated the five crusader nations at the Battle of Hattin, they asked him, كيف انتصرت على هؤلاء? How did you defeat them? So he answered, what do you think he answered? I'm a great leader. I had great strategy. We've got the latest weaponry. It was because of our numbers. La wallah. Qala nassarani Allahu bifadli qiyam al-layl. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aided me and helped me through the virtue of the night prayer. Even in the time of the Sahaba, when they were fighting the great battles against Rum and against Faris, against Rome and Persia, there were reports that the enemy used to hear the Sahaba reciting Quran at night in Qiyamul Layl. And they used to hear a sound, Kadawiyin Nahal. Kadawiyin Nahal. Like the humming of bees. They would be busy the whole night reciting Quran. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commands our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَتَهَجَّدَ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ فَتَهَجَّدَ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ. And of the night, meaning a portion of the night, فَتَهَجَّدَ بِهِ. Wake up with it, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With what? Eight, فَتَهَجَّدْ بِالْقُرْآنِ. Wake up, stand up with the Qur'an. نَافِلَةً لَكْ. Nafila here doesn't mean sunnah. Nafila here means ziyadatan ani salawat al-khams, as an extra salah besides the five salahs. As an extra salah for you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, the fuqaha, they have differences on the meaning of this. And as to whether Salatul Tahajjud was fard on the Prophet ﷺ and the Muslimin, and then it was abrogated. Or that it was fard on the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and the Muslimin, and then it was abrogated for the Muslimin, but it stayed fard for Muhammad ﷺ. And the third main opinion is that it was fard for Muhammad ﷺ and the Muslimin, and then it was abrogated for both of them. According to the Shafi'iyah, the third one is the most correct. That it was abrogated for both our beloved Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and the Muslimin when the five salahs were made compulsory. And so our beloved Prophet Muhammad ﷺ used to stand, according to Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, he used to stand. In fact, the riwayah comes that Hudhayfa one night was walking past the house of our beloved Prophet ﷺ. And the Prophet ﷺ was in the first raka'ah, and he used to make 11 raka'ah in and outside of Ramadan. He would make 8 raka'ah shafa'an, and then he would make 3 witr. 8 plus 3 witr, 11 raka'ah. But not like our, not even like our 20 raka'ah. Not even like our 20 raka'ah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to Hudhayfa, he went past the house of the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ was reading Surah Al-Fatiha, and then he started reading Surah Al-Baqarah. And Hudhayfa said, سَيَرْكَعُ بَعَدَ نِصْفِهَا. He will make ruku after half of Surah Al-Baqarah. He came to half of Surah Al-Baqarah, he completed Surah Al-Baqarah, and he started reading Surah Ali Imran. Hudhayfa said, سَيَرْكَعُ بَعَدَ نِصْفِهَا. He will make ruku after half of Surah Ali Imran. Came to half of Surah Ali Imran, completed Surah Ali Imran, and started reading Surah An-Nisa. Hudhayfa said, سَيَرْكَعُ بَعْدَ نِسْفِهَا. He's going to make ruku after half of Surah An-Nisa. Came to half of Surah An-Nisa, completed Surah An-Nisa, ثُمَّ رَكَعُ. That's 5 juz wa shwaya. 5 and a little bit. In the first raka'ah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Jamaat al-Muslimin, there is a riwayah, subhanallah, and there might be difference of opinion about its authenticity, but in the Fadal al-A'mal, in the virtue of doing good deeds, it is narrated that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "As-salatu fi masjid al-haram ta'dilu 100,000 salat." Because you and I might be thinking, "Yeah, well, we can't read 5 juz of the Quran in one rak'ah." Well, listen to these words, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Even if we can, and it's inshallah, let's make our niyyah to start tonight. Why? Because we want to carry on after Ramadan. So let's start before Ramadan. Even if we can just read 2 raka'ah. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ in the first raka'ah and قُلْ وَاللَّهُ حَدْ in the second raka'ah. قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ الصَّلَاةُ فِي مَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ تَعْدِلُ 100,000 الصَّلَاةِ. One salah in the haram in Mecca is equal to 100,000 salah anywhere else. وَالصَّلَاةُ فِي مَسْجِدِ هَذَا تَعْدِلُ ألف الصلاة. And one salah in my masjid, Masjid Nabawi, 1,000 salah anywhere else. والصلاة في مسجد الأقصى تعدل 500 صلاة. One salah in Masjid Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, equal to 500 salah anywhere else. والصلاة في أرض الرباط أي في ميدان القتال. One salah in the battlefield تعدل ألفي ألف الصلاة. And there's different riwayat with regards to the exact number, but in this riwayat is equal to 2 million salah anywhere else. وَخَيْرٌ مِّنْ هَذَا كُلَّهُ. And better than all of that, رَكَعَتَانِ يَرْكَهُمَ الْمُؤْمِنُ فِي جَوْفِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ. And better than all of that is 2 raka'ahs that a believer makes in the middle of the night and everybody else is sleeping. Jamaat al-Muslimin, we're missing out big time, wallahi. We are missing out big time. And Ramadan is there to bring siyam and qiyam back into our lives. Not just for it to stay in Ramadan. It is meant to awaken within us that himma, that concern, that the dunya is faniya, that the dunya is going to perish. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. Everyone will perish, says Allah, and only Allah will remain. كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه. Everything will perish, and only Allah will remain. Everyone will perish, everything will perish. But yet we are moreover holding on to our personal relationships with creation, Something that we should look after for the love and for the sake of Allah, but not to allow it to cause us to become unmindful and neglectful of Allah. And likewise, the dunya, the material possessions. كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبُ عَابِرِ السَّبِيلِ. Be in this world as if you're a stranger or a traveler. مَثَلِي وَمَثَلِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ إِسْتَظَلَّ تَحْتَ شَجَرَةٍ ثُمَّ انصرف. The likeness of me and the likeness of this world is the likeness of a man on a journey. He stopped over under a tree to get some shade and then he moved on. لا تركنن إلى القصور الفاخرة واذكر عظامك حين تمسي ناخرة وإذا رأيت زخارف الدنيا فقل يا رب إن العيش عيش الآخرة. Don't chase after the lofty castle, says the poet. But remember your bones when you'll be in your graves. And when you see the adornment of this world, the bling bling, Susala say, then say, oh my Lord, indeed the real life is the life of the hereafter. How are we going to do that? With siyam and qiyam. With disciplining our desires, abstaining from all sorts of excess, transgressing the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we can find in our fasting, and in the night prayer, inshaAllah ta'ala, where we are alone, speaking to our Khaliq, speaking to our Creator, Jalla fi'ula. And it also has that same effect as siyam, وَمَنْهَاتٌ عَنِ الْإِثْمِ. Because we are becoming more conscious and mindful of Allah as we are fasting, a perpetual ibadah from true dawn until sunset. Likewise, when we stand for the night prayer, obviously the longer we can stand, the better, but we must maintain that balance. خَيْرِ الْأُمُورَ وَسَطُهَا. The best of conditions are those that are in the middle. So we attain that balance and we spend more time being conscious and mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through that, we build up that manhat, that wiqaya, that taqwa, that shields us from the displeasure of Allah. Placing that shield between us and all forms of behavior that would bring upon us the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's get ready. For what? For siyam and for qiyam. For siyam and qiyam. In these two things, let's concentrate on them. Let's strive for perfection in them. Although we will never be perfect, and that's our only perfection, is realizing that we'll never be perfect. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to try our best. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ وَاسْمَعُوا وَأَطِيعُوا. And be mindful of Allah as you are able to. Try your best. وَاسْمَعُوا وَأَطِيعُوا. And listen and obey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only wants us to try our best, Jamaatul Muslimin. Nothing more than that. So Jamaatul Muslimin, our time is almost up. But who knows how much longer we're going to be on this dunya for. We might be thinking, you know, I'm still young. I've got so many things I want to achieve in this world. You know, when I get old and I've got more time, you know, then I will start fasting in the daytime and I will start standing up for the night prayer. تزود من التقوى فإنك لا تدري إذا جن الليل فهل تعيش إلى الفجر وكم من فتى أمسى وأصبح ضاحكا وقد نسجت أكفانه وهو لا يدري وكم من عروس زينوها لزوجها وقد قبضت أرواحهم ليلة العرس وكم من صغار يرتجى طول عمرهم وقد أدخلت أجسادهم ظلمة القبر وكم من صحيح مات بغير علة وَكَمْ مِنْ سَقِيمٍ عَاشَ حِينَ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ. The poet says, gather up the provision of taqwa. Build the shield of taqwa with your siyam and your qiyam. Two wonderful tools that Allah has given us. Because indeed you do not know if the night is to come, are you going to see tomorrow? And how many young children have woken up in the morning laughing and smiling? And their kafan, their burial shroud has been sewn, yet they do not know. And how many bridegrooms have been beautified for their, how many brides, afwan, have been beautified for their bridegrooms, yet their souls have been taken on the night of their honeymoon. A few years ago, a couple got married here in Cape Town. They were on their way on their honeymoon in Beaufort West, car accident. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And how many young children we wish for them a long life? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and guide all of our children. Ameen. And grant us and them a long life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how many young children have we wished for them a long life, yet their bodies have been entered into the darknesses of the graves? And then finally he says, وَكَمْ مِنْ صَحِيحٍ مَاتَ بِغَيْرِ عِلَّةٍ. And how many healthy people have died without sickness? وَكَمْ مِنْ سَقِيمٍ عَاشَ حِينَ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ. And how many sick people have lived a long life? So let's gather up that shield of taqwa. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Gather up the provision of Allah consciousness, for indeed provision. And indeed the best provision is taqwa Allah, is that shield that we place between ourselves and everything that would bring upon us the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jamaat al-Muslimin, I only just thought of it now. In fact, I wrote it down. Many of us might be thinking, oh, this is so wonderful. I want to be of a person who, we know all about the fasting. And alhamdulillah, just the fact that fasting is compulsory, we know we're going to do it, inshallah ta'ala. Just the fact that it's compulsory, we should be beyond that, inshallah, that we do it for the love and for the pleasure of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those, ameen. But what about Qiyam al-Layl? What about Tahajjud Salah? How can we bring this into our lives? Just very quickly. Number one, Tarku Dhunub wal Ma'asi. We need to stay away from sins. We need to stay away from sins. Why? It was said to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, إِنَّ لَا نَسْتَطِيْ أَن نُقِيمَ اللَّيْلِ. Abdullah Mas'ud, the great companion of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said to him, oh Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, we cannot stand up for the night prayer. This is now of the tabi'een. Can you imagine? He said, we're battling to stand up for the night prayer. So he answered, قَالَ أَقْعَدَتْكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. He said, the thing that has caused you not to stand up are your sins. Because the more we sin, the more the heart is impurified, and the more the heavier the body is to pick up and stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hassan al-Basri, he said, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ يُذْنِبُ الذَّنْبَ فَيُحْرَمُ قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ. Hassan al-Basri, the great tabi'i, he said, a person commits a sin, and then he is denied that nobility of standing for the night prayer. So that's number one. Let us stay away from all haram, from all sin. Number two, قِلَّةُ الْأَكْلِ. We must start eating less. It is said by some of the ulama, man akala kathiran, nama kathiran, fatahassara kathiran. A person who eats a lot, they sleep a lot, and they will have a lot of regret. Why? Because they won't be able to stand up. It is known that kathrat al-akal yuthqilu al-jism, that eating too much also makes the body heavy. In other, heavy in the sense that battling to stand up for the night prayer. Ad-du'a, ask Allah before you go to sleep. Allahumma inni. Ya Rab, an uqim al-layl wa an aqif bayna yadayka ya Rabb al-alamin. Oh Allah, help me tonight to stand up. Alhamdulillah, we also got so many devices that have got alarms on them. We can set an alarm as well, inshallah, and ask Allah to give the tawfiq. And when you wake up, immediately say alhamdulillah alladhi ahyani ba'da ma amatani wa ilayhi nushur, and inshallah break the knot that the shaitan has tied. Number four, al-aklu al-halal, to make sure that all that we are consuming is also of lawful, so comes from a lawful source. And we spoke about that verse earlier. Ya ayyuha ar-rusul, kulu min at-tayyibat wa'malu salihan. Ibn Kathir, he says that eating of pure things leads to good deeds. Eating of pure things. Oh, the messengers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ya ayyuha ar-rusul, eat of the good, pure things, that which is halal. Don't bring unlawful substances to our homes to feed our wives and our children. The wives of the Sahaba used to say to their husbands when they left their homes, Ya Abdullah, ittaqillah wa la ta'kul haram. Fa'innana nastati an nasbira ala alam al-ju'i fi al-dunya, walakinna la nastati an nasbira ala azab al-nari yawm al-qiyamah. They would say to their husbands, O servant of Allah, fear Allah and don't bring any unlawful sustenance to this house. For indeed we are able to sustain the pangs of hunger on the dunya, but we are not able to sustain the torment of hellfire on the day of judgment. So make sure that our earnings are halal. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي لحم نبت من سحت فالنار أولى به. Any flesh that is sustained with unlawful sustenance, the fire will have first preference over it on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Then number five, قيلولة. Have a little qaylula. Qaylu فإن الشياطين لا تقيل. The Prophet said, have the qaylula, what they call in Spanish siesta. You know, have a little sleep in the daytime. It can be before or after dhuhr. Preferably before, but it can also be after. You know, not too long, 40 winks like they say. Have a little sleep in the afternoon in order to help us to stand up for the night prayer. And then number 6, ذكرالله تعالى. يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Oh, those of you who believe, remember Allah much. And سَبِّحُوا بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. تَسْبِيح يَا الْإِمَامِ الْقُرْتُبِي says salah. So the mafruda, the 5 salawat that we have to pray every day, compulsorily, and then it will also help us. The more we think about Allah, imagine you think about Allah the whole day, how you'll be looking forward to standing with Him alone in the night when everybody else is sleeping. And then finally, our beloved Prophet says, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ صَدَأَ جَلَاءً وَإِنَّ جَلَاءَ الْقُلُوبِ قِرَاءَةُ الْقُرْآنِ وَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَذِكْرُ الْمَوْتِ. For everything that becomes dull, there is a polish. And indeed, the polish of the hearts is the recitation of the Holy Qur'an, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to remember death. So let us, inshaAllah ta'ala, let us stick with the asbab. Let us stick with all these causes. Let us make our niyyah that we're going to spend a portion of the night, especially in this month of Ramadan, as the training ground for attaining that ultimate nobility as the most noble of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's servants in this life, in order to be gathered amongst those who have stood in the night and those who have fasted in the day, to be gathered with them under the flag of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, to be entered fi jannatin na'im. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله تزود من الدنيا تزود من التقوى فإنك لا تدري إذا جن الليل فهل تعيش إلى الفجر وكم من فتى أمسى وأصبح ضاحكا وقد نسجت أكفانه وهو لا يدري وكم من عروس زينوها لزوجها وقد قبضت أرواحهم ليلة العرس وكم من صغار يرتجى طول عمرهم وقد أدخلت أجسادهم ظلمة القبر وكم من صحيح مات بغير علة وكم من سقيم عاش حين من الدهر وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سادة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم يا أخوة الأفاضل إننا ننتظر ضيفا كريما وما أدراك ما هذا الضيف إنه رمضان في الطريق إلينا ومعه خصلتان جميلتان الصيام والقيام فعلينا بالصيام يا أخوة الأفاضل فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والصوم جنة كجنة أحدكم من القتال والصيام جنة يستجن به العبد من النار والقيام فقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم عليكم بقيام الليل فإنه دأب الصالحين من قبلكم ومقربة به إلى ربكم ومكفرة عن السيئات ومنهاة عن الإثم ومطربة للدائن عن الجسد أعود بكم من هناك من مدرسة الصيام والقيام إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام، حرب حمص ومعركة النعمان. اللهم انصر إخواننا في اليمن والمستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
Still, استقيموا straight in the rows. Make sure there's no gaps in between. الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قل هو الله أحد،
الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
التحيات والمباركات والصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك يا نبي الله. السلام علينا أشهد أن لا إله إلا
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله.
نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت